This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called on BRICS countries to work together to expand opportunities for women entrepreneurs and women-led enterprises in international trade. The minister also stressed the need for easier access to credit, markets, and predictable rules of business to leverage growth and opportunities for women-led enterprises. He was addressing the BRICS WBA Women-Led Development Conference in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said India has focused on empowering women financially, socially, and through education, skills, and an improved quality of life, with the objective of making women drivers of the country's growth.
100 million women in rural India, in the villages, are members of 9 million self-help groups who get together to experiment, to work on an idea. Women who earn about 100,000 Indian rupees, which is probably barely $1,000, but which means a lot for a woman who didn't.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has described the maiden visit of Japan Air Self-Defence Force fighter aircraft to India as a significant milestone in the India-Japan defence partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said it reflects both nations' growing trust and shared commitment to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific. Mr. Singh noted that the development follows highly productive discussions held with his Japanese counterpart Shinjiro Koizumi in New Delhi last month. The defense minister said mutual exchanges of visits, such as Exercise Veer Guardian, further strengthens this synergy. The government has cleared 8 railway multi-tracking projects involving an investment of over 20,800 crore rupees. The projects are aimed at increasing line capacity, improving operational efficiency, and easing congestion on key routes. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 3 projects costing over 10,783 crore rupees will cover 14 districts across West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, adding about 656 kilometers to the existing railway network. Director General of the World Health Organization WHO Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus met Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda on the sidelines of the 79th session of the WHO Regional Committee for Southeast Asia in Delhi, Timor-Leste. Dr. Tedros congratulated Mr. Nadda on India's significant health gains, particularly in maternal and child health, and the fight against non-communicable diseases. In a social media post, the WHO Director General said, through 1,60,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, India is bringing screening for hypertension, diabetes and common cancers closer to communities, with referral pathways for further care. Prince Rahim Agha Khan V, the 50th hereditary imam of the Ismaili Muslim community and chair of the Agha Khan Development Network, has arrived in New Delhi on his maiden visit to India. He was welcomed by an Indian delegation on his arrival. The Ministry of External Affairs extended a warm welcome to Prince Rahim Agha Khan V, saying the visit will provide an opportunity to review ongoing cooperation with the Agha Khan Development Network in social development and heritage preservation, and explore collaboration on development and community initiatives. India has stepped up its humanitarian assistance to flood-hit Nepal with the 8th Indian Air Force aircraft carrying 35 tons of relief and rescue supplies that landed in Kathmandu yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs said the latest consignment includes National Disaster Response Force equipment, rescue gear, forensic supplies and replenishment supplies for Indian Army teams involved in the ongoing relief and rescue efforts. In cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the semi-final match of Women's Asia Cup today in Dubai. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading marginally down during the forenoon session today. The Sensex dropped 43 points to 74,722, while the Nifty dipped 21 points to 23,411 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.